No, for real, what are we going to talk
about?
I don't know, I was just going to start talking. Yeah, feel free to knock yourself out.
Benjamin?
If you want. I'll go with Ben.
Ben Daniels.
No S, just Daniel.
Daniel. What do you like?
I like that you're slurping so loud, it makes it sound like there's something actually in that cup. Like,
it is.
Is that liquid? It looks like you're faking it. Just like,
I thought there was nothing in it.
Yeah, it sounded like a prop, right?
Like
what's
me.
Real right now? What is real right now?
Not me. I'm dying. Aren't we all? All right. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Bedtime Vision with Roxy Hayes, the podcast. Today, I'm here with Ben Daniel.
What's up, everybody?
Local Houston comedian. And today, we're going to talk about one of my favorite things.
What's one of your favorite things?
Weed.
Oh, fucking
I love everything about weed.
Oh, it's only 3:40. I was hoping it was
4:20. Yeah. Let's act like it is. Oh my God, it's 4:20.
It's 4:20.
Oh my God, I'm awesome. So excited.
Here to talk with weed and about somebody whose last name is Hayes. That's awesome to me. Like.
Yeah, that's where I got it from, Jimi Hendrix. So I was like, yeah. So you know what's crazy? Today is the first day that I haven't smoked though.
Oh.
Like I'm completely
nothing.
Unhigh, and I don't like it right now.
Yeah, I've only smoked 6 times since I got up this morning at 5, so it's a light day. Because I had to work and be functional today, so.
You had to be a person.
I don't want
to. Are you
be
still
a
looking
right
for
now.
4:20?
No, I was saying how long it's taken me to smoke 6 times today, and the answer is 9 hours. That's
9
hours.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
It's every couple of hours. Okay, so what is your favorite strain?
I'm really liking this Candy Kush right now.
Yo, that shit's fire.
It is. I'm a heavy indica person anyway, and it's just enough of the body high without taking me completely out that I can work on it. It's like an indica I can work on, like, highly endorse that.
So my, like, indicas just make me go to sleep.
Really?
So, yeah, like, I be knocked the fuck out. And I smoke way too much for my tolerance to be so low. But I purposely keep it low because I'm broke. So, like, I'll smoke. I pinch. I'm cheap motherfucker when it comes to my weed.
You like, don't have to tell a like, I'm barely an opener. Like, broke weed habits in Houston comedia. We're on the same page
We're on the
right
same
now.
Level right now. So, yeah, but I like sativas because I'm, like, I work a lot and I write a lot and I'm doing shit. So, like, I need a weed where I can still function but not be all because I'm extremely hyper. I have badass ADHD, so I have to.
That's the difference. So you're naturally a high-energy person,
yes.
A creative,
mm-hmm.
and sativas help that for you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm naturally more of the typical stereotype, subdued, depressed comic. Like, I can't do happy material. I can't do energetic, smiling, like, it comes off as fake.
It's creepy.
Right.
I don't like you smiling right now.
I know, it's off-putting.
I'm uncomfortable.
I give off a school shooter vibe, and I know it. Like, I can't control it. I'm sorry.
Oh, wow.
It's a lot.
You've murdered
like,
8 today.
It's just...
He's here.
It gets dark. Like, the gas station hat doesn't help. Like, it's an image. I know, it's hurtful for you right now.
I didn't realize... Because I didn't realize it was a gas station hat until you said it. And then I looked at the font and also the shine, and I was like, that's definitely a gas station hat. He was telling the truth.
I
feel bad. I feel bad about it. I'll get you another hat.
I mean, you probably should. Someone should. It was the nicest hat in my price range.
If someone would like to sponsor a comedian and deliver a hat, we will have his social media linked below because he's going to put that.
It doesn't get better.
Worse.
I told you it doesn't
That's
get better
worse.
When you do it that way. I was gonna warn you. Like,
you look like a douche. I would rather you look like okay.
See,
murder or
is,
douche.
I'm 34 and I'm so gray under here.
I wasn't
it's
even showing the
I
hair. I was just talking about the hat.
Yeah, like it's worse if you take the hat off. There's no good option here. $5 hat, douchebag $5 hat, or prematurely aging. This is what I fight with when I get up in the morning.
Do you
want
to show the people? You don't have
I mean,
to
you can.
People.
My
no,
shame
I said,
is
do
a,
you want to show the people?
I mean, I will show the people anything at any point. Like, if you're like, do you want to show the people your dick right now? I'll pull it out. Like, I'm a comedian. I have no shame.
I have a little shame. No, I don't.
No, you don't.
I have
I'm like
shame.
89% sure you're not wearing underwear and you spent the last 3 podcasts basic instincting people. Like,
I did. That's
a cameraman, man.
Accurate. Like, I'm so sorry to him. That is accurate. Because underwear are restricting. I don't like being restricted, and I was planning on wearing pants, but along the way, the pants.
Things changed.
Yeah, man. Fuck pants, yo.
Like, I was planning on wearing pants today, and then I did, and you were planning on wearing underwear today, and then you just didn't.
Just didn't.
It didn't happen for mm-hmm. you. I don't have days like that.
I'm sorry.
Me too.
I'm a woman. I can do what I want.
You really can.
Isn't it dope? Oh, you don't know. But you're white, so like, you have.
I swear to God, I've you're had this fine. Conversation before. Yeah. Like, white privilege is close to the same.
Yeah. It's better for you.
I don't know. I've never had pretty privilege. Like.
Not. I have adequate privilege.
You do.
I can get away with certain shit. I'm still black, though, so, like, I still get... Yeah. The cops don't give a fuck.
I'm poor.
But just, like, in society, yeah, I'm fine. Societal. Society-wise, I'm good.
Yeah, you're fine. Like, but see, I'm poor, so I get, like, half-rate white privilege. Like, I can get out of, like, a speeding ticket, but not, like, a possession charge.
I'm oh, yeah, you're going to jail. Right. They're like, oh, you're poor. You're going to jail. I'm sorry. I still don't feel that bad because I'm black. Anyway, so... Weed.
It's like my debit card. It works sometimes.
Oh my god. You're depressing the people.
I really. It's.
Wait, put the tape back on.
Like, are we doing this again?
Yeah. Say it. Say it again. Say it with
I'm
the
hood. I'm not repeating my so much, with
but the, it's much. It's sadder with the hood on.
It's like my debit card. It works sometimes.
Ooh, so much sadder with the hood on. So my.
She's so repulsed by my sadness right now. I love that your whole podcast is like, is this awkward for you? Can I make it more awkward?
That's,
are you uncomfortable,
guys? I should change the name of my podcast to Can I Make People, How Uncomfortable Can I Make My Guests?
Can I Make This Awkward?
Can I Make This Awkward? Because the thing is, I know I'll be getting away with shit because I'm adorable. And so people be letting me do shit and I'm like, they really don't want me doing this.
Like that. Like, I'll tell you right now, it works with most people, but I'm not singing at the end of your podcast.
Please.
No, there's not. You don't have enough anything in the world to convince me to sing on your podcast.
Yeah, I'm not giving anything to make you sing.
And the problem is, I know people watch your podcast, so that's never going to happen.
Sing a little bit.
That will never.
We'll make this work.
It
we'll figure it out.
Like,
so my favorite strain is Zookies.
Okay, so we're back on weed.
You can
yeah.
sing, motherfucker. So my favorite strain is Zookies, and it's because... I'm able to, like, still create, and it tastes good, too. Like, okay. I like the flavor of it. But you're going to sing.
First off, never going to happen. Like, here's about
I'll do
the,
some Eminem.
Like.
I know you like that. I can see it in your face.
I can see in your face that you want me to sing, but people in hell want ice water. Shit's just not happening.
Did you
me.
Ask them?
I mean, I'll get to see them when I see them, when I get there.
Oh, my God.
Come on, you've heard
yeah,
my
you're
routine.
Going. Yeah, you're
I'm going to hell. Let's not pretend like I'm some good
that's,
Samaritan off
that's
camera.
What, I'll probably be in purgatory.
Yeah, you're about halfway.
Yeah, I'm like, not, I'm not, like, yeah, like, I don't do enough good to warrant me going to heaven, but I don't do enough bad to warrant me going to hell.
But do you really want to go to heaven?
No, because.
Like, do you think Richard Pryor's in heaven right now?
Oh, he's probably in purgatory with me.
Right, like.
I'll go to purgatory.
I want
to
go where the.
Where the cool
level,
people, right. Yeah, like, you know, we're not really just fucking some shit up. I don't want to go, I'll let, because I like to sing, but I'm going to sing the shit I want to sing. I'm going to sing the shit y'all singing. You know what I'm saying? Glory be. I don't want to do that, bruh. That's not fun. Your face, you were shocked.
I mean,
yeah,
I'm
I used
just,
to go to church.
That shocked me. I didn't think demonic spirits could enter
Ooh,
churches.
I'm not a demon. I'm a
Are
siren.
You positive?
I don't know anymore. Yeah. I keep getting random messages.
It's a good start to my career, get on a podcast and ask the host if she's a demon. Smart.
Yeah, you're doing well.
Good
you're doing
moves.
You're doing well.
I feel it. I feel it.
I will end you.
I have to be started for you.
I don't have enough pool.
I don't have enough career.
I don't
for you
have
to end
enough.
It yet.
I have nothing to do. Who am
You'd
I gonna
have
tell?
To wait like 3 years to end me at this point.
Okay, I'll wait.
I'm an open mic host right now.
Why you look so sad?
You can end $50.
Are you getting
a
his
week.
Sadness on this camera? Is it exuding?
Oh.
Why are you so sad? And it makes me more sad.
Why are you laughing at my sadness?
Because it's so
question.
Funny. Like, I'm sorry. That's why I'm going to purgatory. This is why I'm going to. Okay.
This is every interaction with a woman I've had ever.
They just laugh at your sadness?
This is my dating life in a microcosm. I'm used to it. I'm so comfortable right now. Like
he looks
I know
so
how to have this.
I was less.
He was more comfortable when he
when
found
I was,
out you
like,
were
my
naked.
Vagina
like,
was out, but now.
Well, now it's awkward.
That like, was never awkward because it's me.
It can't be for me. I smoked before I got here. I'm fine right now.
I should have brought weed.
You really like? I depended on you.
I'm sorry.
I'm disappointed in you.
So how long have you been doing comedy?
6 months.
You're actually very good for 6 months.
It's the qualifier. Like it's the last three.
Well, I wasn't going to be like, you're good, because, you know, people have to work. I don't like to give people, like...
compliments?
No, I don't. But especially compliments like that, because when somebody's like, oh, you're good, then that makes people feel like they don't have to work or do more. So they're like, no, I'm good. But no, like, you're good. But for me as a comedian, I think it's dope that someone 6 months in was able to craft a joke like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, something that makes people uncomfortable. Like, the fact that you're able to make people feel anything with your craft 6 months in is very good. Does that make sense?
It does.
Okay, so that's why I want it. I read my terrible shit on another podcast, so don't feel bad. Like, my first jokes, they were terrible. So, but yeah.
I mean, at the end of the day, if I didn't want to tell the joke, I wouldn't have written the joke. Yeah. But I told it once, and I'm like, I'm never telling that joke again. Because of how it makes people feel in the room. And every time I see you, you're like, you got to tell that joke. The last time I saw Roxy, I was in her living room, and she made me do this joke for two people who just happened to be in her apartment. Like,
tell that story.
Awkward.
Tell that story, though.
Okay, this is the weirdest story of my life. I didn't originally work in comedy. I worked in the underground poker industry, and I have for the past 15 years. And people are like, oh, I didn't know that was legal in Texas. And the answer is it's not. I've been... you know, running on illegal poker games for 15 years. And one of the drawbacks to illegal poker games is that sometimes they get robbed. And back in 2006, I was at a room, which I won't name the name of because there are people who might see this, that got robbed. And I was in Roxy Hayes' apartment like 2 weeks ago when a guy started talking about robberies he used to do back in the day and started walking through how he robbed his poker room back in 2006. And started step-by-stepping, and now I'm suddenly face-to-face with a man who has pointed a gun in my face before when I was just trying to buy a tiny little bit of weed. Like, in front of my new friend Roxy, who sees what's happening and is like, oh my God, is there going to be a shooting in my apartment? She's like, so off. She's like, this isn't happening right now. And it's her friend that robbed me. And she looks at me and she goes, well, it was a long time ago, right?
I was like, do y'all think y'all could be just, friends now?
She asked us if we could be friends.
Like, bygones be bygones. Like, I get that he had a gun in your face.
The only reason I was able to let it go in the moment is that the night he robbed that poker room, I was losing. So he only robbed me for about $45. Like, I can let $45 go. There were people in that room he got real money out of that would still be upset, but... it seems kind of pointless to throw away a weed dealer and a friendship over $45, but
you know.
It's still awkward as fuck. Like, tell me if you're going to have people over before I come by.
He does comedy now. So you're going to, like, he does. So you're going to see him again. That's why I'm like, let's just all.
If I ever get carjacked after a show, like, I'm going to have questions.
You're okay, right. I understand. What are we talking about? Oh, comedy. So that's number one. Trevor Noah. Fuck you. He's sexy. Thank you.
I'm sorry I'm not attracted to Trevor Noah.
Trevor Noah is fine as fuck. Trevor Noah, if you are watching this, which you're probably not. Because
she pulls her top down.
Because YouTube has changed the algorithms, but Trevor Noah.
$20 says she's about to uncross her legs.
I almost did. I ain't thinking. So do you think
there's some moisture in the air suddenly that, now that we've mentioned Trevor Noah.
Yo, that was there already once we were talking about Power Rangers. But
so you always sit on that side of the couch, right?
You're not coming back anymore.
So, I wasn't coming back already.
Yes, the fuck you were. I tell you two, God damn it.
I could have told you that before you interviewed me. I don't get asked back places.
That makes sense.
I make sex couch jokes with hosts.
Right by Disney stuffed animals.
Yeah.
That's gross.
I know. I have a problem.
So comedy, 6 months, huh?
6 months.
I enjoy
it. Until I get canceled.
Oh, yeah. You're definitely going
like
to get canceled.
Like a freight train.
No, you're going to get, you're deaf. Yeah. You have to only do, like, stand-up. Like, don't go on social media. Don't make any videos. Do not. Stop posting.
Just stop posting.
You made that post about Michael J. Fox.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm going to unfollow him. Like, I don't want anybody to know that I'm friends with this person because it was to tell the people what you wrote. I'm going to put it right here at the bottom so they can see it.
All I wrote was that I was more frustrated than Michael J. Fox trying to use an Etch-A-Sketch.
No, not that one. That one was fucked up, too. The suicide note one.
Oh.
See, he writes so much fucked up shit.
I have a lot of fucked up Michael J. Fox jokes. You got to be more specific. It's funny to me.
The suicide one.
I just said, I wonder how long it would take Michael J. Fox to write a suicide note. Like, between the handwriting and the tears and the...
And that concludes this episode of Bedtime Mission. The podcast. Thank you so much for being
Thank you for having
Daniels.
Me.
He will not be back. Please tell the people where they can find
me on social media at Benjamin Daniel on Twitter, Benjamin A. Daniel on Facebook, hosting every night at Bubba's on Washington. The open mic.
Host every night?
Every Monday night.
Oh, Monday night. Okay, my bad.
Every Monday night at 8.
That's what's up.
Thank you.
And I am Roxy Hayes on all platforms, RoxyHaze. That is Roxy Hayes. Make sure to subscribe and check me out every Thursday at 9:30 for new episodes of this podcast on SoundCloud, iTunes, and YouTube. I moved all the stuffed animals away from you. Like, I just started feeling really
uncomfortable.
I needed safety. Make sure, leave a comment, leave a review, and if you want to see some more that kind of comedy, check out Ben. All right, are we gonna sing?
No.
Please,
never gonna,
please.
You've called me a school shooter.
No, you said that. I just agreed.
You've said I made you uncomfortable for 30 minutes, and now you're gonna have to be uncomfortable with the fact that your show will have no music at the end of it.
Please.
Yeah, no.
Please. Hello. Bye. Sing one note.
No.
You suck. Okay, bye. No, do it. Hurry up before he cuts the camera.
Let him cut the fucking camera.
Sing that song!
You can sit here till I go at 8 o'clock. You ain't getting a note.
Fuck you, bitch.
I'm trying.
Damn it, rock the left! Hard nigga, bad nigga, I'm fly nigga. Yeah. Hard nigga, bad nigga, I'm fly. Please don't be alarmed, it's just me high up over here. Chilling with my niggas, blowing smoke up in the air. Do not give a fuck.